Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. All this week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at the spiritual perspectives the Bible offers that can help us if extreme weather strikes. The first thing we saw was that God isn't the cause of destructive weather. And then we saw some examples of how God and His spiritual power can protect us from extreme weather and even diffuse that weather. But does all this biblical stuff still apply today? It sure does. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, the Bible says, suggesting that God's power is still available. And the Christ, God's saving message to humanity, is still here too. As Christ Jesus said, "I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." So God's goodness is at hand, no matter what the circumstances. How do we experience that goodness when the weather is screaming that good is nowhere to be found? By turning to God rather than focusing on the weather. When that widow caught in the drought focused on the drought, all she could envision was death. When she put God first, she had everything she needed to live. When the disciple Peter focused on the storm, he could have drowned. When he reached out to the Christ, he was safe. The lesson seems pretty clear. As we turn to God and understand that His love, goodness, and power are right at hand, we're in a position to experience that love and goodness. May we all turn to God, feel His presence, and be safe. Amen.